Shakyamuni Buddha, on seeing the morning star, awakened and said, "How wonderful, how wonderful. I and all beings of the great earth have together attained the way. Variations on this exists in different sutras. But the fundamental point is, as one sutra says, sentient beings are fully endowed with the wisdom of the Tathagata. All, another sutra says, all sentient beings amidst the greed, anger, and ignorance have the wisdom of the Tathagata, the eye of the Tathagata, the body of the Tathagata, sitting cross-legged in meditation. All sentient beings, even though they are dwelling in bodies of various destinies and defilements, have the Tathagata Garbha, forever immaculate, fully endowed with the excellent characteristics of a Buddha, and are no different from myself. Variations on this. In different sutras. And yet the Buddha says, being deluded and confused, they do not see it. Therefore, the Buddha takes it upon himself to teach the path for one point, to enable us, them, to be, as the sutra says, forever free from deluded thinking, to actualize for themselves the broad and vast wisdom of the Tathagata within themselves and be no different from Buddha. This is the fundamental point from which all different forms of practice spring. In the latter portion of her life, Joko formulated what I'll call a fundamental koan, which she articulated as, "Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints, or absolutely no complaints whatsoever." How do we see and live this? How do we chew on this so that this no complaints state, this forever free from deluded thinking, this vision of the broad and vast Tathagata wisdom is right there? Of course, the thanks for everything is just this. Thanks for every single thing, if I say that way. And saying it doesn't make it so. And yet, saying it gives us the opportunity and to enter it. How do we actualize that? How do we work with that? How do we see, is that really so? Not something that we're going to figure out because someone else told us. How do we practice? Thanks for everything. I'm pissed off at him. I'm really pissed off at him. You know what he did? You know what he said? You know what he did? I have no complaints. What is this, no complaints? See, this is a koan that we have to discover. Otherwise, it's words we could say, but it's of no use when, whether we call it confusion, comes up. Because I heard that she said that about me, and she was telling other people about it, and it's not even true, it never happened. I don't know why she said it. She must hate me. You know, she always hated me. Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe because her brother and I were friends and she and I didn't play together. Or you could add all sorts of other things. All sorts of circumstances that this koan, thanks for everything, I have no complaints whatsoever, bumps against if we try to practice that. Not as an idea, oh yeah, I've got to try to do that, but to try to chew and penetrate in it and see, what is this? What is this thanks for everything? When there's a hell of a lot of things I don't like. And my neighbor doesn't like a lot of things too. But you know what? We like different things. What he doesn't like, I love. And what he loves, I don't like. What is this? Thanks for everything. No complaints. What's this? No complaints. What is no complaints when even the Buddha acknowledges they're ignorant and confused people? And I know that neighbor is like that. We know that. They're one of the ones that Buddha said is ignorant and confused. And we could list all sorts of people that we know a little bit, all sorts of circumstances in the world. Of course, we can give names to lots of people these days with the media covering everyone everywhere, whether they are a politician, political leader, baseball player, football player, movie star, writer, someone we never met but we've heard their music and they've really gone downhill since they joined up with. Or my cousin, first name that comes to mind is my cousin Vinny, but I don't have any cousin Vinny, that's a movie. But nevertheless, some people I haven't seen for 30 years, but you know, I know, the Buddha left them out when he said they're fully endowed with the wisdom of the divine. Or maybe they left me out. What is this? What is it when I see thanks for everything, I have no complaints whatsoever, and I just see I have so many complaints. What is Jopo? She doesn't mean, does she mean not me? What does she mean? What is thanks for everything? I look at the morning paper and I've got lots of things I'm not thankful for. I hear my neighbor talking about what happened in town and there's lots of things that we're not thankful for. Lots of things when we see all sorts of, these days, all sorts of realms in all sorts of parts of the world. It used to be, certainly in the Buddha's time, most people didn't get to know very much other than what occurred in their village, maybe one or two villages nearby, or things that they've heard from passing travelers. And yet, even there, all sorts of confusions and delusions us humans engage in. But what's most important is us, our own confusions and delusions, our own difficulties to really grasp and chew on. What is this? How do we manifest? No complaints. If we sit quietly, day in, day out, we discover our mind chatter of complaints of all sorts. Sometimes about things like the weather. It's too cold out. It's too hot out. There's not enough snow for skiing. There's too much snow. I can't drive down the road. There's wildfires. No, there's a drought. Thanks for everything? Really? I know, I just got this terrible diagnosis. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how much longer I'll last. Thanks for everything? Now, what is this? No complaints. No complaints. So, really, this is a wonderful koan for us to pick up and chew on. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Get in the car. And start it. Oh, it's so cold in the car. I have to wait here. Oh, this car's pretty old. Maybe I can get a new one. Look, he got a new one. How did he get the money to get that new car? No complaints whatsoever. In fact, if we sit, if we're present throughout the day, we'll notice, will be sensitive to, and therefore all the more notice the various complaints that arise simply driving down the street and seeing who and what is doing or what's in this store, much less if we turn on the media who specialize. They should call it Complaint Station 1, Complaint Station 2, Complaint Station 3. They'll give you some so-called non-complaint stuff, but they'll give you plenty of complaint stuff. Whether it's a radio station, an app, you fill in. Or just sitting silently and we notice this body, mind, giving, popping up. Complaints of various sorts, judgments. Of course, we can counter those judgments with praise. Complaints and praise are two sides of the same coin, of course. So when we bask in the glow of our self-praise or praise of others or praise by others, we need to notice. How is that? No complaints whatsoever. What is the practice that enables us to chew on this thanks for everything? And that's the work. That's what Joko was encouraging with this, I'll call it a koan, to enable us to chew, grasp, face to face with Shakyamuni Buddha, saying, all beings endowed, fully endowed, translating, with the wisdom of the Tathagata, all beings fully endowed. And yet we run into all sorts of beings. Forget about ourselves. We might say, well, I'm really endowed with that. But no one else that I meet today is like that. Maybe one person. Maybe them. I don't know them very well, so I can say. What is this? How do we practice? What is the practice of manifesting fully endowed? No complaints. No complaints. Thanks for everything. Even thanks for everything is a wonderfully difficult practice. Wonderfully difficult practice. Even just contemplating thanks for everything lets us see churning in body as body mind. Churning. Complaints, churning non-thanks that comes up habitually as truth, as certainty, as, if I say, poisonous self-tension, I'll use a stronger word, flagellation, or other flagellation about what they are. There's no thanks for them. No thanks for them. So how does our life manifest this thanks for everything, no complaints whatsoever? What is it to manifest? What is it to even touch that, even just in simple terms, allow that to keep shining light on what's going on right now, what's being right now. And I don't mean by simply repeating it. We could repeat it. That's very useful. Simply knowing the phrase and bringing it up is very useful. Certainly allows us for a moment to stop right here, right now, to embody right here, right now, to let go of what the Buddha calls the therefore, therein, thereby that creates suffering for us. That's the end of suffering, is when there isn't the, we don't hold on to the therein, therefore, thereby, in relation to our thought, to our cognizing, as the Buddha, as someone translates the Buddha word, our seeing and hearing and smelling. If we don't go there, then right there is the end of suffering. Right there is accomplishing the way. Right there is manifesting the way. That's the simplest Buddha teaching. Simplest one. When hearing, just hear. When seeing, just see. When listening, if you want to say that instead of hearing, fine. even when cognizing, just thought, oh, car goes by. But of course, that car is really loud. I don't know why they have such loud cars here in the city. It must be this area. In California, we don't have loud cars like that. Whatever other story we have about, we get to notice what the therefore, therein, thereby. Thanks for everything. No complaints whatsoever. So, when it's appropriate, chew on that for a while, for a day, for a half a day, for an hour. Just be that. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Thank you.